Picture yourself climbing into a stranger's car at midnight, handing your house keys to someone you've never met, or letting an algorithm decide whether you qualify for a loan. A generation ago, these actions would have seemed reckless, even absurd. Today, they're Tuesday. Something fundamental has shifted in how we decide who and what deserves our confidence, and most of us haven't noticed we're standing in the middle of a revolution. September 14, 2008 marks an inflection point. While Lehman Brothers collapsed and the financial system teetered, something quieter but equally seismic was happening. The scaffolding of institutional trust began to crumble. Banks, governments, media outlets, churches, the pillars we'd relied on for centuries suddenly looked hollow. Trust didn't vanish, it migrated. It stopped flowing upward to authorities and started flowing sideways, person to person, through digital networks we barely understand. We're now living through the third great trust revolution in human history, moving from local trust in small communities, through institutional trust built on contracts and brands, into what we might call distributed trust, a web of connections between strangers enabled by technology. Consider Alibaba's transformation of Chinese commerce. In a culture where trust traditionally extends only to family and close friends, Jack Ma created a platform where millions now transact billions with complete strangers. The secret? Mechanisms like Alipay, which holds payment until buyers confirm satisfaction, and TrustPass certification, verifying seller identities. These aren't just features, they're trust architecture, building bridges across the gap between what feels safe and what's possible. When we take these trust leaps, embracing new behaviors that once seemed risky, we don't just adopt technology, we reshape society itself. The challenge isn't whether distributed trust will transform our world, it's whether we'll remain conscious architects of these systems or passive recipients of algorithmic judgment. In 1972, journalist Gene Heller exposed the Tuskegee syphilis study. For 40 years, the U.S. Public Health Service deliberately left 399 African-American men untreated, watching them die, even after penicillin became available. This institutional betrayal accounts for a 1.4-year decrease in life expectancy among Black men over 45, over a third of the racial life expectancy gap. The pattern persists. The 2016 Panama Papers revealed 29 billionaires, 12 world leaders, and 140 politicians using offshore tax havens while ordinary citizens shouldered the burden. American confidence in major institutions plummeted from 70% in the 1970s to 32% by 2016. Congressional trust collapsed from 42% to 9%. Three forces drive this collapse. Inequality of accountability, elites escape consequences, the twilight of authority, digital transparency flattens hierarchies, and segregated echo chambers, cultural bubbles resist contrary perspectives. The 2008 financial crisis crystallized this. Despite catastrophic damage, only one banker went to jail. Facebook's algorithm creates polarizing bubbles where contradictory views rarely penetrate. We now consider a person like me twice as credible as government leaders. Trump's 2016 victory and Brexit emerged from this crisis, moments when people embraced figures claiming to tell it like it is. We've entered a post-truth world where emotional resonance trumps objective reality and expertise itself becomes suspect. Revolutionary ideas require climbing the trust stack. Trusting the concept, the platform, and finally the other person or algorithm. BlaBlaCar, now carrying more passengers than Eurostar, cracked this by implementing advance online payments, reducing cancellations from 35% to under 3%. Millions now comfortably do what childhood warnings forbade, riding with strangers. Successful innovations follow the California role principle, making the unfamiliar feel familiar. Just as that roll introduced Americans to sushi by wrapping raw fish with recognizable avocado, breakthrough technologies use familiar design cues. Apple mimicked physical calendars and notepads. Airbnb discovered first-time users typically search their own hometown, creating an aha moment. This is somebody near me. Now I get it. But familiarity needs clear benefits, the what's in it for me factor. When Edward Jenner developed vaccination, clergy called it unchristian, and cartoons depicted cows sprouting from vaccinated bodies. Self-driving cars present a similar paradox. Most users trust the technology within 20 minutes, yet mainstream adoption lags. The payoff? Saving 300,000 lives per decade in the U.S. alone. Adoption needs trust influencers, not always tech-savvy millennials, but sometimes unexpected groups like British pensioners using TransferWise. When digital trust fails, accountability evaporates. In February 2016, Uber driver Jason Brian Dalton killed 6 people while picking up passengers between shootings. Despite a passenger reporting his erratic driving beforehand, Uber cited his 4.73-star rating as evidence of no red flags. Millions still use Uber, outsourcing trust to algorithms while the company denies liability by classifying drivers as independent contractors. This represents a fundamental shift. Traditional brands like Marriott centralize trust. Platforms like Airbnb distribute it between company and individual hosts, but not fairly. Harvard researchers found non-Black hosts charged 12% more than Black hosts, while guests with African-American sounding names faced 16% lower acceptance rates. Personal profiles designed to build trust inadvertently enable bias. We depend on trust signals, snap judgments made within a tenth of a second based on facial features that don't correlate with actual trustworthiness. Philosopher Baroness Honora O'Neill warns, trust has two enemies, bad character and poor information. The illusion of information proves more dangerous than admitted ignorance. New platforms create alternative trust through social networks and digital identity systems, raising profound questions about privacy, autonomy, and what trust means in an age of total transparency. In 2014, China launched a social credit system, rating 1.3 billion citizens on trustworthiness. The system monitors purchases, location, social interactions, and bill payments, creating a single score determining access to mortgages, jobs, schools, and dating. Alibaba's Sesame Credit scores citizens from 350 to 950 based on credit history, behavior, and relationships. Shopping habits reveal character. Buying diapers raises your score, while video games lower it. Your friends affect your rating, with positive energy about the government boosting scores. High scores unlock rewards, loans at 600 points, VIP airport access, and fast-tracked European visas at 750. These perks transform scores into status symbols shared on social media and dating platforms. By 2020, penalties became severe: slower internet, restricted travel, limited jobs, and exclusion from private schools. Could this happen in the West? We're already moving there. We rate everything: restaurants, professors, doctors. Our devices track relentlessly. Companies secretly collect intimate data from headphones to vibrators. Digital assistants listen constantly, potentially recording subpoenaable conversations. As we move toward a future where we're all branded online and data mined, we urgently need mechanisms for forgiveness and transparent algorithms, because human beings are more than numbers. Blockchain, Bitcoin's revolutionary underlying technology, solved the double spending problem that plagued previous digital currencies. This enormous shared digital ledger publicly records every transaction across thousands of computers worldwide, creating an immutable record no single entity controls. Miners validate transactions by solving complex mathematical puzzles, receiving Bitcoin rewards. The system adjusts difficulty based on solving speed, with rewards halving periodically to cap total supply at 21 million Bitcoins by 2140. Despite creator Satoshi Nakamoto's vision of a trustless system based on crypto proof instead of trust, Bitcoin faces significant challenges. The system remains vulnerable to 51% attacks if mining pools combine forces. Lost private keys mean permanently lost Bitcoins. James Howells accidentally discarded a hard drive containing 7,500 Bitcoins worth millions. Multiple exchanges have suffered thefts, including MT. Gox's loss of 850,000 bitcoins worth nearly 500 million. The true innovation isn't Bitcoin itself, but blockchain technology, what The Economist called the trust machine. This distributed public ledger offers reliable records for any asset transfer, from currencies to property titles. Former U.S. Treasury Secretary Larry Summers noted that while Bitcoin won't bring a libertarian paradise, blockchain will be fundamental to reducing frictions. Everledger digitally certifies diamonds using 40 unique attributes, creating unalterable records that combat insurance fraud and conflict blood diamonds. Blockchain holds immense promise for emerging markets where weak governance creates trust deficits. With 5 billion people worldwide struggling to prove ownership of land, businesses, or vehicles, trillions in dead capital remains locked outside the official economy. Companies are working with governments to record property rights on blockchains, creating immutable records that corrupt officials cannot tamper with. Ironically, while Satoshi's vision was eliminating financial middlemen, major banks are racing to adopt blockchain technology, investing over $60 million in solutions that could save $15 to $20 billion annually by 2022. Our relationship with technology has shifted from trusting machines to perform tasks to trusting them to make decisions. We once trusted cars to brake when commanded. Now we trust autonomous vehicles to decide whether to swerve or stop. When clumsy robot Bert dropped an egg while making an omelet, his sad expression and apology won over participants. 15 of 21 chose him despite taking 50% longer. People trust robots displaying human-like qualities over efficient but emotionally vacant ones. Programming ethics into machines presents profound challenges. MIT research revealed most participants wanted utilitarian programming for self-driving cars, but wouldn't personally buy vehicles that might sacrifice them. The next generation's question won't be how will we trust robots, but do we trust them too much? The real danger isn't insufficient trust, but over-reliance on machines that can't communicate their limitations. In Kenya, cinema owner Eric uses Tala, a mobile lending app, to secure an emergency loan. This represents something revolutionary for 2.5 billion unbanked people globally. Tala analyzes over 10,000 smartphone data points to build financial identities, issuing loans to 300,000-plus Kenyans with 90% repayment rates and interest far below predatory lenders. Today's distributed trust landscape includes inspiring innovators and problematic digital gods. Institutions needn't disappear. They must adapt by becoming more transparent, inclusive, and accountable. Many distributed systems ultimately concentrate power. Platforms democratizing commerce became centralized behemoths controlling sensitive data. Trust has evolved through distinct chapters: local, institutional, and now distributed. We stand at a crossroads where today's systems will determine whether technology liberates or enslaves us. The architecture of trust we construct now, in code, policy, and daily choices, will shape how we relate as human beings. The question isn't whether to trust in this new world, but whether we'll remain conscious architects of trust systems governing our lives. Choose wisely, choose consciously, and never stop asking, who benefits when I click I agree?